Dying Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
The hashtag is Zim Decides 2023, and the voting is on the go. There's been some extra time added now because there's been delays and so on. People's names left off the voters' roll, and there were issues getting ballots to certain polling stations. So I know they're staying open in Harare and Bulawayo. Hoe gaan dit daai kant?
It's still not going well. I think there was lots of high hopes for this time around, but it seems it's like same old in Zimbabwe this year around again. An unscheduled second day of voting going on.
Yes, because I said earlier when we were speaking about the elections that they would actually yesterday, but now there's another day, and I mean that's almost unheard of. Your election, your verkiesingdag, is die dag wat jy stem.
Yeah, and in Harare was die stemlokale nie oopgemaak of dit het oopgemaak 12:07 die aand toe dit moes sluit.
Ja.
Toe gaan dit vir die eerste keer oop. So ja, not a laughing matter, but it is really funny. So things are not looking well. 41 observers have been also arrested. So that's not good.
Arresting election observers is always a good look.
I'm so glad you see the bright side of all of this, you know, because the only thing they demanded was to count the ballots alongside the Zim election people.
Yeah.
But they said no. And then they were called, they were causing an upset. And yeah, die word hulle nie tronk gegooi.
So the reason why this is actually so topical and so important to us as South Africans is because if there is instability of any kind, even political, in terms of an election that was not free and fair or whatever the case may be, it's got repercussions for us who are right next door.
Yes. And this is the one place where I agree with President Cyril Ramaphosa. You know, I'm not always agreeing with politicians, but he said that if it goes well in Zimbabwe, then it will go well here. Mm. And I was even surprised that, you know, EFF leader Julius Malema was like, yay, one Africa, guys, we must. And he said, go home, guys, go make your country well, go vote, you know. So I think everybody just wants to, hey, guys, let's make Zimbabwe well again, you know.
Yeah. I love Zim. It's a beautiful, beautiful country. It's a wonderful place to visit. It's a wonderful group of people who live there. I feel so warm towards it. And all I want to see is the people from Zimbabwe do well.
Yeah.
You know, we want people to do well, and it hasn't been going well. And I know there's lots of names in the opposition hat and so on. And traditionally, we haven't had much faith in elections in Zimbabwe so far. Is it a good thing? And my initial feeling was yes, but I'm going to throw the question out there. Is it a good thing that the polls have stayed open another day? I feel like it is.
For me, it is, you know. I think it just gives a little bit of credibility, not much, you know. I just think they want to keep face.
But it's like Klein Biki. That's what I mean.
Yes.
Because, you know, if a country turned around and went, well, those voting stations weren't open, but the polls was today and that's that, and then moved on.
Mm-hmm. So if you missed it, sorry for you.
Yeah, the rest of us can kick and scream all we want. It's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
But somebody did keep the polls open.
Yeah. The one thing that I would have liked to see Zimbabwe do differently this time around is make the diaspora vote. You know, they're all over the world.
Yes.
If they could just say, hey, go. If you're in Australia, if you're in UK, if you're in South Africa, just go to the embassy and vote. That would have been, for me, the green light that Zimbabwe wants to turn it around.
Yeah, I saw a TV interview with a Zimbabwean journalist, and he actually described the elections as shambolic. Mm. And I mean, hearing about all the kind of different things that have gone wrong in the run-up to it, I can only hope that the election outcome is not shambolic as well, that's not the description that we need to use, because that's going to have a wider effect on a lot of Zimbabwean people who are already struggling. That's one of the reasons why the diaspora is so kind of spread with Zimbabweans in various different countries. It's not the only reason, but it is a lot of the reason why people want to go to other countries to create a better life and then probably go back and make their families' lives better. I mean, I have quite a few friends like that. But the point is it can't stay a shambles.
No.
It needs to get better for everyone.
I hope people understand that most South Africans love our neighbors. It's not that we want to chase you away, but if Zimbabwe works, then the rest of the southern of Africa will work.
It's just better for everyone if more people have access to, you know, more things. It's the way it should be. Nobody deserves to live in a place where they feel like they're unsafe or they can't trust their government. And I'm including us in that description as well, by the way.
And just imagine how good Zimbabwe would do if it's really an election that is working. They have grown the economy, I think, like 7% this year.
Yeah.
Precies.
Yeah. Lots of positive stuff coming out of there, and hopefully, fingers crossed, after these elections, it can continue.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.